T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Catherine Schick from Feedmore, Western New York, is joining me this morning. Catherine, your organization and others have really stepped up this week to help a part of the city that is without its only grocery store following the mass shooting. Tell us how quickly you got this operation rolling to provide groceries.
Well, you know, Feedmore Western New York did work, once we heard of the news of the tragic events that happened over the weekend. We worked in coordination with many other wonderful organizations to mobilize and get these efforts underway. So I really cannot thank enough all of these wonderful partners, including but not limited to the City of Buffalo, County of Erie, and the Resource Council of Western New York, who we're also working closely with to have these efforts underway.
Yeah, it really is a team effort. You can tell you're all working together. What are the locations that you're working out of, and what are the hours for both of them?
Yeah, so we will be at the two locations for large distribution. Resource Council of Western New York, they're at 347 East Ferry Street. And we will be there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. now through May 27th. And we also will be at the Johnny B. Wiley Center on Jefferson Avenue, giving those distributions as well, from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. through May 27th.
Is May 27th significant? Is that, not a cutoff date, but why you have that right now? Does anyone think that maybe the Tops could be open by then?
We have not heard anything about the Tops reopening. It is just a date that we have picked in coordination with other organizations as a date to strive towards. However, we're going to be looking very closely and listening to all of the community's needs. And, you know, as plans continue to evolve, certainly that will influence any of our decisions. So, but yeah, May 27th is what we're striving towards, but only because of, a date that we feel like it's a good time to regroup.
Sure. Well, what about donations? I'm sure you are receiving donations from people. You'd like to put the call out there for more. How can they help?
Yes, we are absolutely in need and accepting of donations. People can go to our warehouse at 91 Holt Street in Buffalo from, Monday through Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., drop off those food donations. We're looking for shelf-stable protein items, shelf-stable fruits and vegetables, those personal care products as well, things that you would, find and need on your trip to the grocery store. And then, of course, we're accepting monetary donations, and you can make a checkout to Feedmore Western New York, or you can do it right online, feedmorewny.org. And the other thing we're looking for is volunteers to help us at these distributions. So you can actually go to feedmorewny.org and sign up to volunteer at these distributions right on our homepage.
Yeah, I can imagine you could probably use a lot of people.
That's absolutely right. We really do need help manning those distributions. So, please do, if you're able to give in terms of your time, visit our website to sign up.
What are people saying when they drop things off? I mean, after this tragedy, I feel like they're probably telling you a story or just feeling that connection to having to do this, to want to make that donation.
you know, so many people are just really happy to be able to drop something off because they're able to do something. It is, you know, I think all of us as a community are trying to process something we can't process because it's senseless. This tragedy is absolutely senseless and just horrific. But it does feel good to be able to do something, you know, and if you can drop off a donation, you're feeling like you're at least, you know, moving forward in some way. So we have heard a lot from people. We've actually had a gentleman drive all the way from Cleveland to make a donation the other day. He collected 417 pounds of food and drove it down to our warehouse in Buffalo to make that donation. So clearly people are moved to, you know, do something, and we're really grateful for the support in this time. And I have to say, everyone that we have been distributing the food to have just been so grateful as well. It's been a really beautiful thing to witness and be a part of. And I do want to also mention, Susan, that, you know, we mentioned that May 27th date, but we also have additional resources. We have food pantries and soup kitchens standing at the ready, nearly a dozen of them around the Jefferson Avenue community. And they're also accepting people as well. And you can find all of that information online at feedmorewny.org or by calling us at 716-822-2002. So if you can't get out to a distribution, we do encourage you to reach out to us because we do have other resources.
You know, I'm thinking while you're telling me all of this, how is it impacting that the need that you have on a regular weekly basis?
Well, that's why these donations have been really helpful and important, because hunger has been prevalent in Western New York for years and years and years. We have seen increases due to the pandemic, increases due to the inflation and the cost of living, people turning to our food feeding programs. So absolutely, we do need the continued support of Western New York to be able to feed those in need, because we are providing services throughout Cattaraugus, Chautauqua, Erie, and Niagara County.
It's a huge job. Catherine, the need right now for this Jefferson Avenue community, if people want to help, is it best to write a check, to make an online donation, or do you want the actual food?
We want all three. So if you're able to give food, please drop it off at 91 Holt Street in Buffalo, zip code 14206, at our warehouse. If you're able to give monetarily, that is a tremendous help as well. You can do so right online at feedmorewny.org. Or if you can give your time, we do need our volunteers to help with those distributions. And you can sign up right online, feedmorewny.org. And also you can call us, 716-822-2002. We are at the ready to help you if you're looking for ways to donate or if you're looking for food assistance. Please reach out to us. We're here to help.
Catherine, you guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Catherine Schick from Feed More Western New York. Again, for more information, go to their site, feedmorewny.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.